chapter 104, eating food that is closest to you and teaching a person who does not know the etiquette of eating. And Umar ibn Abi Salamah radiyallahu ta'ala anhu قال كنت غلاما في حجر رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم وكان يدي تطيش في الصحف فقال لي رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يا غلام سمي الله تعالى وكل بيمينك وكل مما يليك. Hazrat Umar ibn Abi Salamah radiyallahu ta'ala narrates, I was a young boy under the care of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. My hand used to move around in the whole plate when I used to eat. So the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to me, oh boy, take the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, eat with your right hand and eat the food that is closest to you. Bukhari Muslim. وَأَنَّ سَلَمَةَ بْنَ عَكْوَ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى عَنْهُ أَنَّ رَجُلًا أَكَلَ عِنْدَ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ بِشِمَالِهِ فَقَالَ قُلْ بِيَمِينِكَ قَالَ لَا أَسْتَطِيعُ قَالَ لَا اسْتَطَعْتَ مَا مَنَاهُ إِلَّا الْكِبْرُ فَمَا رَفَعَهَا إِلَى فِيهِ رَاهُ مُسْلِمُ. هَذَا سَلَمَةَ بْنَ عَكْوَ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى عَنْهُ narrates that a man ate food with his left hand in front of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So he sallallahu alaihi wasallam said to him, eat with your right hand. He replied, I do not have the strength. He sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, may Allah make it such that you are not able to do that. Nothing but takabbur, pride, prevented him from eating with his right hand. Consequently, he was never able to raise his hand, right hand to his mouth, Muslim. Hazrat Salamah ibn Aqwa radiyallahu anhu, the man ate food with his left hand in front of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So he said to him, eat with your right hand. He replied, I do not have the strength to. He sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, may Allah make it such that you're not able to do that. Nothing but pride, takabbur, prevented him from eating with his right hand. Consequently, he was never able to raise his right hand to his mouth, Muslim. So the first hadith we read a couple of weeks ago, this is Hazrat Umar, the son of the son of Abu Salama. And he has a Ummi Salama radiallahu ta'ala, our mother, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's Zawjah Muhtarama, wife, and our mother, has a Ummi Salama's son with her previous husband, Abu Salama. So obviously he was a child, and he saw some stepson. So he's obviously having food with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and a child doesn't know the etiquette, so he's eating like this from different parts. So Ya Rasul, Ya Ghulam, Samillah, say, oh child, say Allah's name. Eat with your right hand and eat that which is in front of you. I mentioned that last time. If there's different types of food, you can go to a different type of food in a plate when you share. But otherwise, eat from your side of the plate. And here, Amunafiq, they say this name was Busab. He was eating near Rasulullah with his left hand. And Shaitan eats with his left hand. Obviously, the Rasulullah couldn't see somebody eating with the left hand. It would hurt him. Because he can, you know, this guy is called Shaitan. A believer doesn't copy Shaitan. Fattahizuhu aduwa, make him your enemy. In the shaitan of ma'adu, shaitan is your enemy, so oppose him and everything. So Rasulullah saw him and he said, eat with your right hand. He said, I can't. So I said, okay, you can't. You can't. After that, his right hand became paralyzed. Munafiq, you know. And there was a jariya who was eating with her left hand because her right hand was paralyzed. So she couldn't eat with the right hand. She was eating with her left like this. Rasulullah said, eat with your right hand. So she went like this, just lifted it, and said her right hand was cured. Takabbur is dangerous. Allah protect us from takabbur. So they say this was a munafiq. Otherwise, Sahabas did not have takabbur. Sahabas did not have those spiritual diseases that we have. Takabbur, ujub, hasad. They didn't have any of that stuff. So this person who was there in the gathering was a munafiq. So Allah protect us from disobeying Rasulullah in the least. Allah protect us from Allah's displeasure and Rasulullah's displeasure. So.